Welcome to Mini Magic, the kids' podcast where we talk about magic, witches, spells, and whatever else you want. Greetings, witches. Welcome to Mini Magic. I'm your host, Andy, and this is our 8th episode already. It's been 2 months since I started recording, and it's just crazy how fast that has gone. But anyway, I am back today with not just a regular episode, but something special, a holiday episode. I'm also joined by my wonderful co-host from our last episode on Moon Magic. And why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself again, Luna?
Hi, this is Luna, and I had a really good time last time, so I wanted to come back and do it again. This week, we're going to talk about Imbolc.
Right, so we are just about a week out from the pagan holiday of Imbolc, which is traditionally celebrated on February 1st. It is a fire festival, and it is the first of 4 fire festivals that fall throughout the year. The others are Beltane, Lunasa, and Samhain. Of course, as we learned in episode 4, these fire festivals are added to the quarter and cross-quarter days, the solstice and equinox days, and that makes up the whole, what?
We love the year.
So those 8 days are called Sabbat days, and today we're going to be doing a deep dive into Imbolc. Like we mentioned, it's celebrated on February 1st and sometimes the days surrounding it, so January 31st and February 2nd. Let's start with what that word even means and where it comes from. Imbolc comes from a word that means in the belly. And I think that brings up the natural question of why, right? Why would a holiday be named that, or how does that relate to the season and the seasonal changes? It actually has a pretty direct and easy to remember meaning once you dig a little deeper. Imbolc is the midpoint between Yule and Ostara, the winter solstice and the spring equinox. In some places, it's the first stirring of spring, the first shoots of green poking out from the ground, the return of slightly warmer weather. And then this is the time of year when farm animals like sheep are pregnant and getting ready to have their little babies in the spring.
Aw, so cute!
Yeah, so the season is always associated with birth and fertility and youth. So Imbolc, meaning in the belly, is a reference to this pregnant point of the year, this almost there point, and then the birth of new life. This meaning is present in how the day is marked and celebrated too. It's a time of hope and faith, knowing that even though we're in the winter now, the wheel always continues to turn and that spring is just around the corner. Now that we know where the word itself comes from, let's talk a little bit more about the area where Imbolc originated. It's a Celtic, and more specifically, a Gaelic festival.
What does that mean?
It means that we are tracing the origins way back into Ireland. Celtic in Gaelic refers to the part of the world that it came from. So today in the United States, in Canada, in Europe, what people are practicing is based on these Irish and sometimes Scottish traditions. There's even some evidence that they have been marking Imbolc as a significant date for around 5,000 years. So we're in the year 2021 now. You have to go all the way back 2,000 years to the year zero and then keep going another 3,000 years, and that's how long people have been marking this day.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a really long time. So there are a lot of associations that we'll get into as far as colors, crystals, herbs, and other things that people tend to link up with Imbolc. But probably the biggest single symbol of this day is the goddess Bridget. February 1st is even sometimes called Bridget's Day or St. Bridget's Day, the Feast of St. Bridget. And today in Ireland and Scotland, they still celebrate this as a major holiday. Now, Bridget was and is a goddess, but St. Bridget's Day is said to be celebrating a real woman who shared a name with the goddess and did many extraordinary things. And then when Christianity started taking over in Europe and the goddess Bridget was being celebrated on February 1st, this day was combined and kind of covered up by the Feast of St. Bridget, since everyone was already out partying and celebrating and they couldn't really control or stop that. Bridget the goddess, she is the goddess of a bunch of things like spring, fertility and new growth, creativity and poetry, and also has strong ties to healing wells and water and fire and the hearth, which is another word for the fireplace.
Water and fire? But those are opposites.
Yeah, they're opposites, but those are both her symbols and both still her realms. So many of the activities that are tied to Imbolc are honoring Bridget. One way to honor her is to make dolls that represent her. This is something that you'll see all over at this time of year if you're in Ireland. They are dolls traditionally made out of natural materials like corn husks or wheat left over from the previous harvest season. And then they're dressed up in white fabric like little dresses. You can also make dolls out of sticks or really any natural material you can find. Or you can even use fabric and something like wool to sew a simple, more solid doll. And then you can decorate her with accessories like a headband and jewelry.
Can I do that?
Yeah, of course. Do you want to make one with fabric or do you want to make one with things you find outside?
Things that I find outside.
Okay, we'll do that. And then what I was going to say is you could then take maybe little flowers or grasses or other things that you find and use them to make like a headband for her or jewelry for her or anything else you want to make with those first little tiny signs of spring. Dolls representing Bridget can then be kept on your altar, or you can find another special place for them. One traditional thing to do is to hang them over the doors in your home to bring good luck, or you can find or make a bed for her, either indoor or outdoor, so she has a nice resting place. What's the most important is that she's treated with respect and love and filled with the hope and promise for a year ahead as she's being crafted. Aside from being associated with Bridget, there are some common themes and things that show up on Imbolc like colors, plants, and symbols. This info can be helpful in planning or putting together an altar, and you can use some of the things that we'll list to decorate. The colors of the day are generally green, silver, and white. You can use these colors in candles, ribbons, decorations for your Bridget doll, or clothing and jewelry for yourself. Speaking of candles, a candle or flame is a central piece of an Imbolc altar. This represents Bridget's flame, kind of the heart of the house and the family and the life of the year. Of course, I always say it, but I'll say it again. It is so important to make sure you're being safe with fire and candles. Make sure that you're supervised by a grown-up, and should you ever leave a candle burning?
No.
No, absolutely not. Your altar might include goddess figurines or statues. If you don't have one already, I like to make these out of clay. And in this case, your goddess might be who?
Bridget.
Yes. Another symbol associated with Bridget is snakes. In some mythology, it's said that she has a serpent that sleeps all winter and is then awakened at Imbolc. So any symbols, pictures, or figurines of snakes might come out at this time. And then finally, water. We mentioned before that water and sacred healing wells were tied to Bridget. Imbolc is one of the times of the year when people make trips to these important spots and leave offerings for her. You can have a cup or a jar of water on your altar, and this can just be tap water, it can be moon water that you've charged, or water that you collected from somewhere special, like the ocean or a natural source that's important to you, like a creek or a river.
I've collected moon water. Well, I made moon water.
Yeah, so you could use that if you wanted to. In addition to water, an offering to consider if you want to leave one, either on your altar or for your Bridget doll, is blackberry. Blackberry is a sacred plant to Bridget and is said to call in good luck and healing. They are easy to find and they're super yummy to eat, so you can make a pie or a dessert with them and leave her a piece, or you can just set them out as is. Another plant associated with Imbolc is ginger because it's fiery and hot, and it has that same energy of bringing things back to life that we feel at this time of year. So cooking or baking with ginger is another fun thing to do. Now that we have some altar and decoration ideas, how do people actually celebrate the day? What are we actually going to do? Like many pagan holidays, food and fire. That's going to be a consistent theme you're going to hear us bring up across almost every Sabbat celebration. Feasting and fire. Outdoor fires if the weather is permitting, and candles or fireplace fires inside if not. This is also a great time to start getting ready for spring by planting a garden or starting little seedlings for plants inside.
Last year I started sunflower seeds inside.
And then we moved them outside, and remember how big they got?
They were taller than Daddy.
Yeah, they were really tall. So you can either use small seed cups or egg cartons to sprout your seeds before moving them outdoors when it's warmer and sunnier for them to grow in the spring. We already talked a lot about dolls, but there's another popular Imbolc craft, which is the Bridget's Cross. I am not going to explain it well, so I encourage you to look it up, but it's a cross that has a square shape in the center and then four arms coming off in every direction. And you can make them out of pipe cleaners or other things, natural materials, and then they're often hung in the home to call in protection from Bridget. We mentioned candles earlier. The central candle on your altar representing Bridget's flame. You can do a little ritual with it and burn a petition for her with adult assistance, of course. And you can also make your own candles, which is easier than you think. There are lots of tutorials both on YouTube and other places online. Some kids might groan at this one, but Imbolc is also a wonderful time to do spring cleaning, organizing your room and your home, and preparing your space for all of the new things that you'll welcome in this year. And then this is a fun one, taking a trip to some healing water. You probably don't have a sacred spring or well nearby, maybe you do, but there's probably a creek or a river or a lake or some type of water you can get to, and Imbolc is a good day to visit the water and take in some of its healing properties. That was a lot of information, but I think we got a good overview, and I hope you have some ideas for celebrating this week. We have one listener question from Logan to answer, so I'll play that now and then we'll wrap it up.
Are witches good or are witches evil? Like, are witches good or evil? I don't know.
Hey, Logan. I think this question is really at the root of a lot of what we're talking about on Mini Magic, and that's separating the kind of witches and magic that you see in movies and on TV from the type of witches that exist in the real world. The truth is that it's not black and white. There might be an evil witch in a fairy tale, but real witches are just people, and people are both good and bad. Sometimes in the same people. There are nice people, there are evil people, there are people that make mistakes, there are people that apologize, and that's the same for witches. We're all so different that putting everyone into a box of either being good or evil isn't possible. I will say that I know a lot of witches. I have met a lot of them from all different parts of the world and all different ages and genders. And I personally have never met an evil witch or a bad witch. What do you think, Lou?
Well, I'm a witch and I'm not evil, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, thank you so much for sending in your questions, especially you, Logan. I've said before that I really love this part. It's my favorite part of the podcast. And I'm not going to be shy about telling you guys that I need more questions to answer. So if you want to send in your own question about anything witchy, you can visit anchor.fm/minimagic with a trusted adult to record and submit it. That's all we have for this week. I hope that you have a wonderful Imbolc, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Mini Magic. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mini Magic is produced by Moondust Press. You can find more information, books, worksheets, and other resources online at moondustpress.com. and on social media at Moondust Press.